The U.S. military would not give the exact location of the crash, nor would it comment on reports that the helicopter had been shot down, saying the incident is under investigation. U.S. military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garver.
Today, south of Baghdad, a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter went down. There were 9 members on board, including the crew. 4 were reported to be injured. Those 4 have been evacuated to a medical facility. The other 5 have been removed from the crash site as well, and the crash site is under investigation at this time.
This is the 9th U.S. military helicopter that has crashed this year. In Baghdad, a car bomb exploded at a television station owned by the country's main Sunni Arab political party. Officials with the Iraqi Islamic Party said several guards were wounded in the midday attack. Meanwhile, operations continued in support of the 7-week-old Baghdad security plan. A U.S. military official told VOA that a joint Iraqi-U.S. operation began Wednesday in western Baghdad's Mansour district. Colonel J.B. Burton, commander of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team of the 1st Infantry Division, said the mission is in support of the security plan and intends to clear insurgents from the Mansour area and improve essential services such as water and electricity to the population.
We have put in place FECs which deny extremists freedom of action throughout the area of responsibility. We have hardened checkpoints and we continue to increase our joint security station postures throughout the area of responsibility.
Separately, the U.S. military reported the deaths of 5 American troops since Tuesday. Roadside bomb blasts killed 2 soldiers south of Baghdad and 2 others in the capital on Wednesday. A 5th soldier was killed by small arms fire Tuesday in eastern Baghdad. The British military also reported the deaths of 4 of its troops, as well as a Kuwaiti interpreter, in an ambush in the southern city of Basra. The patrol hit a roadside bomb and was then hit by small arms fire early Thursday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Baghdad.